Hello there. Very, very exciting day today, really. I mean, I get excited about these things. Okay, I know I harp on about it, and it's only a car. That's all it is. It is essentially just a bloody car. But I did have a little drive of the Nissan Leaf today, and it was very exciting, and it was a very nice little car. A very sensible five-seater, big car. It's quite big, bigger than a Golf, and very comfortable, and it drives really well. It's really smooth, and it's really quiet, and all those things. And then all the journalists, the motoring journalists that were at this event, because you didn't used to go to things like this, people like me shouldn't be allowed, but it's all proper motoring journalists. Their questions, it was like questioning a scientist who had said there is a meteor coming to destroy the world. You would think that their very lives were threatened by this directly. You'd think that these people were asking these questions with kind of a slight tremor in the voice. What happens when the batteries run out? It is the automotive industry, and anyone who is proposing the notion, the very notion that we should maybe think about changing the way we move ourselves around in these metal boxes, is up against a huge wall of fear. That's all it is. How long does it take to charge an electric car? I drive one every day. I truly, truly don't know. And I'll tell you why I don't know, because it's not important. It is so weird. I plug it in, takes me 9 seconds, and I leave it. And when I get in it again, it's full. That's all you need to know. How long does it take to charge it with a fast charger? It takes about 20 minutes. And then it's 80% full, and then it goes for miles, and then you go along and you don't even think about it. It's just not interesting. You can't think of a car, an electric car, like a petrol car. You have to think of it like a mobile phone. What happens if my mobile phone battery runs out? You don't make any calls. It's not the end of the world. You don't die. You know, it's not, what about if I need to make an emergency call? Well, you find someone else with a mobile phone. Jesus. You know, it is this incredible, every question is fear. What happens when the batteries won't work anymore? They recycle them, and it's completely marvellous, and it's very simple to do, and it saves an enormous amount of money, and they don't throw them away, and they don't get put into landfill, and they're not toxic, you can eat them, and they don't kill you. What happens if you're in a crash? Then you're in a crash, just the same as you are in a car now. What happens if you go to another country and you can't plug it in? All the plugs will be exactly the same all over the world. What happens if you've got one type of charge and you can't get the other one? They'll all be exactly the same, there's no problem. It's just, the questions these guys were asking was extraordinary. What about the resale value? We expect it to be much higher than a petrol car because the car will last much longer. The only question I asked was what's going to happen to the car maintenance industry? Because, the servicing industry, because you have to take your petrol car in for a service again and again and again. It has to have oil filters and gaskets and new spark plugs and the timing has to be checked and the exhaust emissions have to be checked and all that. With an electric car, you don't have to do any of that. They're expecting the service intervals to be around 5 years. You will go in after 5 years, you will take your car in for a service. 5 years or 55,000 miles or 100,000 miles. I mean, they just don't need to be fixed all the time. They're much, much simpler machines. They're 80% efficient. A petrol engine is 25% efficient. I mean, it is boring. It is my mantra. I admit that, but for goodness sake. The other tweet I got a tweet today, and I just always answer it again, is surely if you use an electric car, you're just pushing the carbon production further back through the chain, as in, you know, if you burn coal and it's just to make the electricity, then the electric car just... It quite simply isn't. An electric car produces about 20%. I used to say 40. I've already looked at the figures. It's about 20% of the carbon that the most efficient petrol engine produces per kilometre. An electric car produces about 20%. An electric motor is 80% efficient. And a coal-burning power station runs at about 60 to 70% efficiency. There's no way you can't compare them. It's like comparing a telephone that you used to have to wind a handle on to make a call with an iPhone. You just can't compare them. The two technologies are too different. There we go. There's a little rant. And I didn't swear, which I think is very good. And I promise I'm not going to talk about bloody electric cars every single day of my life. There's a lot of other things going on. I'm actually writing a comedy script at the moment that has no reference to electric vehicles in any way, shape or form. Marvellous. If you have been, and I can't imagine that you could be bothered, thank you and boo-boo.